What's up, Babblers? We're talking to Jill. We're about to talk to Jill from Blue Rooster. Mm-hmm. Family Farm.
So cool.
In Peoria.
I know, that's the nice part.
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming to get this one. About a month. Mm-hmm. But we finally got it.
Blue Rooster Produce on 91st Avenue and Pinnacle Peak.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we can make a phone call now.
Call. Hopefully our babies cooperate.
Yeah, that would be... That would be good. So far, so good.
Hello?
Hi, Jill. This is Kyle.
Hi.
Hi.
And Brianna.
How are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. Baby awake?
They both are now.
Nice. good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm so happy that we're able to finally make this happen.
Good.
So what brought you to have a family farm?
Oh, goodness gracious. Long story made short. My husband's father passed away about 6 years ago, and his mom came to live with us, and we did not know what to have her do. So we brought her out here to our little family tiny garden and had her clean eggs. And that's all she did all day was clean eggs.
Aww.
So my husband started a little, I know, it was so cute. And then my husband, Mike, started a little garden, and she loved it. She would just come out and walk the garden, and it just made her really happy. And then we started to have lots of extra food.
Right.
So he was like, let's start a little produce market. I'm like, all right. So 7 years ago, we got one little card table out front, and my mother-in-law and a couple kids and I would sit out there and play cards and just play crazy eights while we had like one or two or three customers the whole entire day. And it was teeny tiny and super fun, and she loved it. Then the rest is history. I mean, from there, she ended up passing away a few years ago. But it's just grown. No, and she would be so thrilled. Like, she loved it out here. She loved the outdoors, and with her dementia, we couldn't let her go like out front.
Oh, right.
So she came out here and washed eggs.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, I know. So she watered the garden and washed eggs. It was absolutely adorable.
That's so, you know, my tata, he passed away a year ago, but he also had dementia. And my Nana, like his wife is starting to get it too. And it's like little activities like that do a lot for them, I think.
I'll tell you, it keeps them going. She mm-hmm. would get up, she would come out here, and she would wash every single egg one at a time. And it would take her hours.
Right.
Like something that we could do in 15 minutes would take her, but it made her so happy.
Aww.
Yeah. So she would come out and just water the garden and take care of the eggs, and that's it. That's how we started.
Oh, that's wow. Such a good story.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been so good for our kids and us, and it's really amazing. Just eating healthy and growing all of our own food is amazing.
Yeah, so is it your kids that work the, like, for the pizza and, like, the front, too? Because everybody there is so sweet, and they're like, they love being there. I love it.
Yes, absolutely. We try to have everyone. One of my kids takes care of all the animals throughout the week. And then on Saturdays, we have two of them work in the little coffee hut, and two work on making the pizzas, and one goes back and just keeps, like, stocking, like, goes and, you know, goes and cuts things and harvests as we go. And then the ones up front are my son and one of his friends from school.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because we were talking like, 2 weeks ago, we went there to get pizza because it's, like, one of our favorite things to do on Saturdays. I got a coffee, and the girls in the coffee area were like so sweet, and like the guy in the front was like so grateful to be there. Yeah. And like loved his job, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the sweetest little area.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it honestly, it's so fun for us, and I'll be honest, it really like for the last 6 years. I mean, we both work full time. My husband and I both work full time, and this is just a hobby.
Right.
And it has become so, it's such a part of our family. Like it really, I mean, it has just made everyone just bond, and we come out here and my kids really need to learn like hard work is important. And I grew up knowing that working was really key. And so did my husband. And a lot of kids nowadays don't really have to work and they get a lot of things handed to them. And
right.
My kids work very, very hard. They work for what they have. And I love it. Like their work ethic is very strong. And that makes me feel really, really good.
Oh yeah. You should feel great. Your kids are so like, they're like the sweetest kids. Like I always tell Colin, like,
thanks.
You know, I was like, look at how nice like, these kids are. And like, I was like, if I was in high school, this is where I would want to meet my friends.
That's awesome. I know my one son just came to me and he goes, we're all coming out to work tomorrow. Cause they're all home from college. I'm like, all right, sweet. Oh. I'll be able to garden. You guys all come out here and I'll go garden.
Oh, that's so nice. I know Kyle and I are both from Prescott. So, like, going there totally gives us a little, like, hometown feel.
That's awesome.
You know, because
that's great.
It's hard
to get. That's kind of what we were going for.
Yes. Yeah. It's, and tomorrow we're going to get pizzas. You know, it's such a, it's a nice activity for us.
I'm so glad. And honestly, like everyone that comes here is so happy. Like, I don't know if it's a Saturday thing or, you know, that everyone's off or that it's outdoors, but honestly, it's been so positive. It's been such a great, just a really great experience for everyone, like our kids and just all of the people that come here are so happy. And
aww.
I love it. It's really, truly like we don't get grouchy people.
No, it's hard to go to a farmer's market with a frown on your face.
Right, you're surrounded by food.
Yeah, exactly.
I know,
but it's, that helps to, you know, it helps to make you smile when people come and people are not, you know, they're not in a rush. Like they're in line waiting to check out and it's no big deal. Like nobody's, you know, in such a hurry that they're grouchy and being rude to each other. It's not like that. Everyone's just like, whatever, kind of hanging out and relaxing. And it just all feels so good. I love it.
How soon after opening did you guys start doing the pizza?
We really only started the pizza last year. And the only reason we try to do something new each year, just something a little bit new, like the one 3 years ago we opened so that you could kind of walk around because initially it was just in the front and you couldn't come in the back because we were just always in construction and trying to plant. And so each year we tried to add something new and we added the pizza because we realized my kids are huge pizza eaters. And we realized how much better it is when you're using fresh organic vegetables. So my husband was like, oh my gosh, we need to do pizzas. And we had our own little pizza oven and he's like, why aren't we just doing little pizzas back here? So we got our license and decided to go for it.
I know. I think I had seen like a picture of our friend that lives like really close to you, like maybe like right across the street. And her and her husband went over there and I saw a picture of them like together eating a pizza for like a date. And I was like, told my husband, was like, oh my gosh, what a cute thing. Like we need to do that. You know?
Oh yeah. It's great. It's so awesome. I mean, I don't know. There's something for everyone. And we've spent a lot of time talking about making sure it's super kid friendly. And, you know, I love like we expanded the kid area last year because it was so tiny. And I thought, you know, this for me as a mom of, you know, of 10 kids, when my kids were little, I was like, gosh, we need a place to go outdoors and where the kids can play. So it's nice where, you know, parents can sit here and eat and their kids are right there and they know they're not going anywhere. And
yeah,
I mean, it's just nice. So we did expand that kids area last year because I think that's super important. I mean, you don't want to sit there with your kids on your lap the whole time you're trying to have a conversation or trying to eat. And then we try to do a little craft each week. That doesn't always happen with COVID. That's been a little more difficult, but I would try to have something on the table for kids to do just in case.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that you have such a big family.
It's fun. It makes me feel good. My kids are, you know, they don't complain. They get up Saturday mornings and it's, you know, it's early. You know, we come out at 5 and 6. Everyone comes out shifts and, but it's good. Yeah. I mean, we're out there now just getting ready for tomorrow and trying to clean up a little. And I don't know. It's awesome. It really is awesome. It makes us feel good too. So I think it's a win-win across the board.
Yeah, it definitely is. Good. When did you start doing like chickens and pigs and stuff? Have you always had that just for yourselves?
No, when we first opened, we just had one little chicken coop and we had like 10 chickens.
Uh-huh.
And it would produce eggs. And then I realized, I'm like, this isn't even enough for us. Like my kids, when they sit down to make eggs, they make a dozen eggs for two or three people. Like they are huge egg eaters. So then we're like, let's get some more. So we just had the chickens. And then Mike was like, oh, we should have a petting zoo. I'm like, oh, we can't have a petting zoo. There's no way. Like, it's just way too much. And the food is more important to us, like the growing of the food.
Right.
But then as we talked about like kids being here, that's fun for kids to see animals. So we were like, okay, we can have animals, but not a whole petting zoo.
Oh no, that was on my turn. Yeah, we're back.
Okay. It's like, I wasn't sure when I lost you.
So the last thing you said was you could have the animals. It was important for the kids to see the animals, but you just couldn't have a whole petting zoo.
Yeah, exactly. Because we thought a petting zoo means maintenance, and that means that a couple of us are going to have to maintain that. So we just went with the animals that kids could see and have fun with and maybe feed them a carrot.
Right.
So it's perfect. So we have the bunnies. We have like 6 bunnies and I don't even know, 65 or 70 chickens.
Wow.
And then the 2 pigs. And yeah, it just works. And they're easy to maintain. I mean, none of it is really difficult. I mean, the planting and harvesting is definitely the hardest part for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Like when to plant. So like everything does grow well, you know, like I think we tried doing like peppers and tomatoes and like I've killed them. So
yeah. It is hard. I mean, my husband keeps a whole calendar of when to harvest and when to plant and like specific to the day when he needs to plant certain things. And so that is really the most work is really when to plant certain things, but it's good. It works. Everything's growing like crazy.
Right. And how do you keep a full store?
That's the hardest part right now is harvesting. So that's why we started the gardens in the back. And then we have, so some people in the community, we do about 70%, and then some people in the community grow and then they come over and trade for things. So if we have a lot of peppers, we trade them peppers for some zucchini. So we have to, every time we harvest, we have to replant. That's the hardest part.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really, really difficult to keep. And that's why people are like, why aren't you open more often? I'm like, we can't be open more often. We don't have enough. We would not have enough food.
You're like, that is a full-time job.
Yeah, just one day a week is really like the most we can do. I mean, just staying open 8 to 1. And that's kind of the beauty is it's just one day. So it's not like over the top crazy for us.
No.
Right.
It's one day. It's 8 to 1. And you know, when we finish, everyone knows exactly what to clean up and what to do. And, you know, we try to finish by 2. So that is the hardest part is really harvesting, making sure we have enough food. But it works. I mean, and there's different things each time. It really depends on what's in season and what we're growing and,
right.
You know, what some of the community members are growing. Like right now, we just went and picked grapefruit tonight. So a couple of people, their grapefruit are in on their trees. So ours, we have some, but we have to obviously use other people's trees because ours aren't plentiful enough to always have, you know, lemons, limes, grapefruit, oranges. So we have lots of people that we trade out those things for.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, because there's tons of citrus that goes to waste. So it works perfect. Yeah. And we just make sure they don't use anything on there except for water. You know, we're like, our theory really is making sure it's healthy. So
yeah.
As long as they don't do anything but their irrigation, then we're good.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Now, you said each year you try to do something new. What mm-hmm. has been your favorite project?
Well, right now, the hydroponics was new this year, but right now, matter of fact, we're going to have out tomorrow. My husband's been working on the, the microgreens.
Ooh.
Which has been amazing. So tomorrow, I don't know how much you know about microgreens, but basically they're organic. They look like little sprouts.
Yeah, like clovers, kind of.
Yes, like little, they just look like little mini sprouts. And they, they're different flavors. So we have like broccoli microgreens and peas and beans microgreens, and they're super, super good for you. They have tons of health benefits. So that's what I'm working on tonight. My daughter's going to do a big chalkboard of all the health benefits of microgreens. So you can put them on sandwiches and salads, and they're just basically like little sprouts with flavor with a lot of nutrients that you can, you know, you can juice them. And so that's kind of the newest thing. He's totally into it. So he grows all of these microgreens in the greenhouse. They're super fast growing. So I could see like by next year having a ton of microgreens.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've had those before from like Trader Joe's, and I love them on salads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of people juice them. I think they're good on salads. A lot of people use them just on like a veggie sandwich.
Oh, yeah. But
it's crazy. They really, truly taste like that flavor. Like the broccoli microgreens really taste like broccoli. It's the weirdest thing because it's a little sprout.
Right. You're like, this should taste like grass.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy. And then the coffee is new this year. We just, everyone would come over and like, oh, we want coffee. And I really I'm not a really huge fan of the whole coffee idea, but we really did that because people come and they're like, oh, when I sit, I want to have coffee. And we don't want people to have to go and stop and get a coffee and then come here. So we really just did that more as a convenience.
Yeah. And I like that you kept it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm trying to think of, how did you guys come up with your flavors for the pizzas? Is it just like your personal favorites? Because we love the jalapeno pesto.
Oh, yeah. That's my husband. He sits there and he'll make things and he'll make all the kids try them. He'll make the neighbors try them. Hey, try this, try this. Oh, yeah. He's always tried something new. So he and the teenage boys get out there. They just experiment, and now he makes jalapeno pesto and he sells that, and he sells regular pesto, and he just tries things. He researches and he watches shows all the time, like Off the Grid and how to grow certain things. And that's how he learned about microgreens, just really watching like how people live off the grid. He's all about all that. Aww. Like he just thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
I know. I totally joked with Kyle too before, like, man, it would be so cool to live off the grid, but I'm pretty sure we would die because we don't have a green thumb.
I feel that way too. I'm sure Mike could survive, but I'd be like, are you kidding me? I can't grow anything.
Yeah.
He would thrive out there. This guy would thrive. He knows how to do so many different things. It's crazy.
Oh, gosh. That's awesome. Well, is there anything else that you want to tell us about, like, how you guys are doing to, like, kind of, like, let people know? And then we'll make, like, a nice post.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's just, I mean, like, we love it. It is our heart and passion, just eating healthy all day, every day. And really, I mean, yeah, sure, we have some M&Ms here and there. But ultimately, like, it makes you feel good. It makes your body feel good. It's
a great way to raise kids. Everyone working there is very fit.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's so nice when it's dinner time and you just run out here and grab what you need and whip together your salad. And it's amazing. I love, our community is amazing, like super amazing.
That is really, really nice, like something, because sometimes like, oh, I wish I had a tomato or like an onion or something like that. And like just to walk in your backyard and be like, got it.
Yeah, you know? It is very amazing just to be able to walk out here. And yeah, we're just fortunate. We have fabulous neighbors. I mean, we've been here for, oh my gosh, 22 years, and our neighbors are all amazing. Everyone has small businesses and we're all really close and tight and just fabulous. We're surrounded by really great people. And I think that's why, you know, we're having so much success is because we really are. I mean, we're just super fortunate and we appreciate, you know, neighbors and community and definitely the community connectedness. It's awesome. Like it's all really, really good and very positive.
That is really positive. Yeah. We found out about you guys through the Abbotts.
Oh, love them. So, they're amazing.
Yeah. That was like when we saw them like eating pizza, I was like, oh my gosh, how cute, you know?
Like, yeah, and Cooper and Destry playing checkers. And
yeah,
it's awesome. Like, they're fabulous people. We're surrounded by really great people. Like, we're very, very lucky. They are fantastic people.
Aww.
Like, we're really lucky. We're very fortunate. Yeah, and we're all really good friends, and that's just, it's amazing. Like, we're really lucky.
It sounds amazing. It does. I wish that we could do something like that in the future. You know, like, I would love to just start, like, a small garden, but I've been so, like, you know, nervous about it. And, like, people are like, oh, you have to make sure you start it at the right time and harvest at the right time and, like, you know, all those things. And so I'm like, oh, I'm probably just going to kill it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, for a small family, it's easy. I mean, it's trial and error. Plant one tomato plant. Plant one little basil plant. I mean, plant just a couple things and just try it. I mean, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work, you do it again. I mean, it's not, doesn't cost a lot of money to do one little, I mean, ours only costs a lot of money because everything's so big.
Yeah.
But to do one little garden, it's, you know, it's simple. And if you mess up, who cares? Try it again. That's, I mean, it's all very simple. And, you know, for a small family, you just need one or two plants of each thing that you eat the most.
That's true. Yeah. We'll probably grow some jalapenos.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Like, and jalapenos grow great. I mean, almost year round. Like, that's a, I mean, that's a, for sure a win.
Oh, wow. What do you think is the hardest thing for you guys to grow and maintain? Or if it's all pretty even?
You know, I'd say it's all pretty even if you have good soil. I like when my artichokes start coming in. They're a little harder to grow, but I think, I don't know, we've had a lot of success with them in the last couple of years, so it's been really good. But
you know, I never realized slow. How pretty that plant is.
Oh, I love when the artichokes come in. It is amazing. They have the most beautiful flowers. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that it's the actual flower that turns into the artichoke.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, crazy.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful thing to watch. I love the artichokes, watching them, but they do take a long time to, you know, to get going. I mean, we have some good ones coming in now, but it'll probably still be another, you know, month and a half or so until they come in. But when they come in, they'll be gorgeous and huge and just flourishing. They're very beautiful.
Oh, we'll have to try one of those. I know my mom had made one artichoke from scratch, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, like, where you, like, boil it and everything, and I've never tried it since.
Oh, so good.
Oh,
it's all so good.
Kyle, did you have anything else?
I think I have one last question.
Yeah.
What is, like, your, like, secret favorite corner of the farm?
Oh, my gosh. Boy, I gotta be honest. It probably wouldn't be anyone else's favorite, but back by the pigs, the very last garden, Mike's very particular. Like, he doesn't let me just do anything in any garden, but that very last one, he's like, that can be yours because it's the farthest back and nobody sees it as much. So I just, it's probably my favorite part because I just randomly plant in there. Like, literally, I planted like three things of corn. Oh. I planted some, oh yeah, it's got like the biggest conglomeration. It's got some greens and some spinach and some kale, some arugula. It's got the most interesting, it's not pretty at all because it's just a little bit of everything, but that's what I love. So that's probably my favorite, but no one else would agree with that.
Is that like where the cinder blocks are?
Is it what?
Back where like the cinder block gardens are.
Yeah, the one right by the pigs.
Oh.
And it's not, I mean, it's definitely not beautiful, but it's got a conglomeration. I just planted in there yesterday. So it's got some big stuff and some little stuff. And
aww.
It's just kind of it's just a huge variety of whatever I wanted to plant back there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate being able to talk to you, and like, we've been such big fans of Blue Rooster, you know.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah, and it's so nice that we can. It's like our little getaway too, because we can take our kids there and they like behave well, and like our girls just like getting out in the air, and our 6-year-old likes, you know, all the games and the cornhole and everything. So
and the bunnies, awesome.
And the pigs.
You know, I was going to tell you the other thing that is probably my favorite is inside that picture wall, and that's because when Jan came to live with us that first year before her dementia was really bad, she and I went through all of her pictures.
Aww.
And we hung those, and we labeled the backs of them with who was who. So all that, all those pictures on that family wall, that's mine and Mike's family's. So that's probably my other favorite piece.
Oh my god,
that's super special.
Yeah,
it is. It's pretty awesome.
Oh man, well, we're gonna come by tomorrow with our kids and get some pizza and some jalapenos because we finished our last batch already.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Well, Oh, of course. We appreciate you taking the time. I know it's hard. You guys are busy and, you know.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all.
It's been a crazy year. So I hope 2021 is good to you guys. And
yeah, you too. It will be. It'll be a great year.
Yes. So.
Well, all right. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank cool. you, Jill. Have thank a great
you.
Day.
Uh-huh. You too. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah, we're gonna. All right.
It makes it nice when you have someone that's willing to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, it goes smoothly.
Right, because one-word answers stink.
Are tough. They're tough.
I mean, that's a terrible interview.
It is.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah.
That was thorough. I like that.
We'll have to go around tomorrow and take some pictures of the things she was talking about.